DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello and thanks for joining us for the 9th episode of Crime Fighters Dirty Deals. In the previous episode, Zita appeared in court after setting up his social media page to review the corrupt deals being done in the African city of Bazingo. She was charged with publishing classified information with the intention of causing social unrest. The person who helped her get that information was a town clerk called Berry, but Zita never revealed her source. As a law student, Zita was able to defend herself at her trial. This episode is called Free at Last. Today is the day Judge Dumbo hands down his verdict in Zita's trial, so let's join them in the packed courtroom right away.
Thank you all for your patience. I would also like to thank all the witnesses who came forward to testify. I'll begin by stating that, after hearing and seeing all the evidence, some of which is in the public domain, I am dismissing all charges against Zita Banju.
Yes.
She is to be freed immediately.
Justice triumphs.
Yes!
Ms. Banju, the town of Bazingo and the government of President Kufanga owe you an apology. You are free to go.
Thank you very much for declaring my innocence, Your Honor.
On hearing and reviewing all the evidence in this trial, including the plea bargain from the businessman Mr. Ritchie, this court sentences Ritchie to 10 years in prison for kidnapping, corruption, extortion and money laundering. The court also recommends that an independent inquiry be set up to investigate the business dealings of Mayor Rachel and her company, City Holdings. There should then be a public trial. All those involved in these crimes must be punished, no matter who they are or what their position in society. And with that, this case is dismissed.
Zita, my angel, it's so good to have you back.
Mom, Dad, I'm so happy to be free at last.
Let's go home, my daughter. The nightmare is finally over.
Yes, it's over.
Zita, hey, remember me? It's Terry. I'm a radio journalist with...
Yes, I know who you are. Terry Bamba.
Zita, your followers are now calling on you to run for mayor so you can clean up the corruption at City Hall. Will you take up the challenge against Mayor Rachel?
I'm totally humbled by the tremendous support I've received. But I'm going to complete my legal studies and start my own law firm. So, no, I won't be running for mayor. But I will support any candidate who promises to look into all the infrastructure contracts signed under Mayor Rachel. That candidate will need to revoke them and issue fresh tenders in accordance with the law. But I really need to go now. Excuse me, please.
Of course. Thank you for the interview.
Dad, Mom, let's get a taxi.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
Zita.
Kapaka, what do you want?
Quick, get in.
No, Kapaka, I am not getting in your car. Is it true you gave legal counsel to Richie, the man who held me hostage for days on end?
Zita, I can explain everything. Just give me a chance. Get in the car. Let's go somewhere quiet and talk about this.
There is nothing to talk about. You chose your side, I chose mine. Goodbye, Kapaka.
Zita, please, don't do this. Remember, I'm the one who tipped off the police and told them where to find you. Without me, you'd probably still be in captivity. Or even dead.
Hey! Young man, you watch your mouth. My daughter's just been through a harrowing experience. Zita, let's go home.
Just a minute, Dad. Kapaka, I am grateful to you for telling them where to find me. But I can't forgive you for working with corrupt and criminal people like Richie. It's over between us. I'm sorry.
That's really all you have to say? Well, then, goodbye, Zita.
Thank you. Mom, I'm thinking up a new social media anti-corruption campaign.
Zita, we only got out of court this morning and already you're starting another campaign?
Yes, but this time is to do with the election. You came up with Name and Shame Them. And it was very successful. Have you got a name for this one too?
I should start charging you consultancy fees, Zita. Okay, let me think. How about No Votes for Corruption?
See? You're so creative. I love it. Hashtag no votes for corruption. Oh, Mom, it's 7 p.m. Would you mind switching on the radio for the news bulletin?
You and your news. Here you go.
Breaking news. Bazingo's mayor Rachel has just resigned.
What?
In a statement read by her aide, the embattled mayor said she was stepping aside to allow the investigation to go ahead and let the next mayor start with a clean slate. Mm-hmm. Rachel is facing corruption allegations that could see her sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. In other news, with barely a week to the election, polls show...
Mom, did you hear that? Mayor Rachel has resigned.
Yes, I heard. And that is all down to you, my daughter. You're the one who exposed our corrupt dealings, encouraging a culture of bribery at City Hall, even making profit herself. Disgraceful.
No, Mom, it's not just because of me. It's because of all the many people who've taken to social media to show their anger and frustration at how corrupt Bazingo City Hall is. It seems it's even possible the president could be ousted as a result. Wow, this is just unbelievable. One second, Mom. Zita speaking. Hello.
Hey, Zita. It's me, Barry, the town clerk, remember? The one who gave you the info on the corrupt deals at Bazingo City Hall?
Barry, hi. Of course I remember you. How could I forget? It's because of all your help that change is finally happening.
Zita, I wanted to thank you for keeping your word and not revealing me as your source. And I have some good news.
Don't tell me you're getting a promotion.
No. But now that Mayor Rachel has resigned, I've decided I want to run for mayor of Bazingo.
What?
Mm-hmm. I've got good qualifications. I just couldn't find any opportunities to climb the career ladder. I took the position as town clerk because it was difficult to get any further without connections and, well, you know, the necessary wherewithal.
You mean you could only have got a better position if you'd paid for it?
Unfortunately, that's how it is. But I've worked at City Hall for several years now and I've never paid or taken so much as a single cent in bribes. I know the place inside out and I've always wanted to improve things there. You've showed me what's possible if only you're courageous enough. I'm going to stand for mayor.
That's so wonderful, Barry.
Zita, will you back my candidacy?
If you want my support, you have to promise me and the voters that if you win, you'll clean up City Hall and put an end to the corruption. And you have to keep that promise.
Yes, of course, Zita. If I win, I'll...
No, not if. You will win this, Barry. This is so exciting. I'm going to post your candidacy and my endorsement on my social media page right away.
What was the next?
The boring one.
Oh, come on. All right. Before we start our lesson, I'd like to welcome Zita back to our class.
Wow. Zita, you're welcome.
Zita, you've been through a lot these past few weeks. And because of your courage and the skill you demonstrated in defending yourself at your trial, we've just received a letter from the College of Law at the University of Africa. They've offered you a full scholarship if you would like to pursue your studies with them.
What? Oh my goodness.
Congratulations.
That wraps up today's episode. Zita is free again, and she's been offered a place at one of the best law schools in Africa. But remember, we still have a mayoral election coming up in Bazingo. Tune in to the final episode of Crime Fighters, Dirty Deals, to find out who are the winners and losers. In the meantime, come and pay us a visit on Facebook at DW Africa. You can also listen to this episode again by visiting dw.com/crimefighters. Bye for now.
Crime Fighters.